Giant FM Real Radio, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited. It's Friday, the sun is out, and I'll tell you what, the sunshine in the studio, it's at a super high level, because with me, from the Y-Star, we have Chris Schaefer. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to have you here. I'm doing wonderful. And also, too, from the Hancock County Public Library, love him, Kyle Turpin. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, you guys both got these deep voices. So, we met Kyle at Community Day recently and started talking to him, and he told me all about different events happening at the library, and I was just so excited to hear that you have the Y Store coming to the Hancock County Public Library. Tell us about that.
Wow. Yeah, you go first, Kyle.
Oh, well, Y Store is coming on Wednesday, August 14th. That's next Wednesday. We are almost sold out. It's completely free, family friendly. It's all ages show. We like to have some concerts there for an alternative for a lot of the concerts that we have in the area that are, 21 and up. And so at the library, we have the opportunity to have some concerts for the community where everybody can come, especially if you don't like an atmosphere with alcohol, or if you're not 21, you can bring the family and just enjoy some good tunes.
You know, and I've got to tell you, I really love the different events that the Hancock County Public Library has. First time I went on your website and I started looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have all these cool things happening. And then when you said that, and to bring the Y Store, they're just so amazing. And for the whole family, I mean, even for youngsters, mm-hmm. to be able to enjoy the Y Store, I think it's so special. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you. Like, for us just to be able to play, we play a lot of clubs and places that have giant screen TVs everywhere, and people are not necessarily focusing on the music. And when we do get to play a venue like this, mm-hmm. where it's just about the music, that's special for us. So yeah, yes, we're very thankful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And of course, the Y Store, they had their number one hit on AAA radio. You've traveled all across the world playing music, and yeah. Chris, just your songwriting. It's always so awesome, and many songs. You always ask, what song do you want me to play? I'm like, I don't care. They're all good. how can you just pick one?
Such a blessing. Thank you so much, Penny.
Well, you are welcome. And by the way, my phone has been dinging constantly today. Tell Chris hi. So, I'm not going to do all of them, but Russ
Baum. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Russ Baum said, make sure you say hello.
Love Russ Baum. Yes. He's amazing. Yes, he's a great talent as well and a good friend. So thank you, Russ.
And a lot of this started back at Ball State in Muncie, right?
Yes, that's where it all started, really. And from there we all moved to Indy, and then from Indy it just started like the Bonanza show back in the day. The fire just spread, so mm-hmm. it's been such a really cool, great life.
So when you were a youngster growing up, what kind of music were you listening to, Chris?
Oh wow, that's great. When I really got into my form, where I really wanted to start listening to rock and roll so much, I had Billy Joel, I had Glass Houses on vinyl. My sister was listening to Grease, the album, the Grease. Uh-huh. So, all this kind of eclectic stuff. But I really got into Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and my uncle, he lives in California, Uncle Ed, he showed me one day when I was probably 13. And I don't think my mom knew much about it, but he actually had a projector reel. And a projector, and actually showed me the Woodstock, live at Woodstock. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And so I'm 13 going, my eyes are wide open. I'm like, what? because you had all the, there's all kinds of things going on in that movie. But it changed my life. It really did. And I was like, I got to be a part of that.
Well, and you've got the vibe going for it, too. That is awesome. So, you're going to be at the Hancock County Public Library coming up this Wednesday. Excited
yes.
about that?
Yes. Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We start at 7?
Yes.
Start at 7, yeah. And we're just going to do a full, rock show concert. So, 7 to 8:30. So, come on out and get there early.
Yeah, and we're not joking about these tickets. I've actually been checking because it's just mm-hmm. exciting just to watch the numbers go down. But last time I checked, there was only 10 tickets left.
Yeah, I just checked. There's 10 left.
So, people Way need cool. to go. Now, how can they get the tickets?
So, you can call the library at 317-462-5141. And then just connect to the desk and ask them to sign you up. Or you can go to hcplibrary.org and go to our events tab. Or you can get directly there by going to hcp.li/ystore. And that's WHYSTORE.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're excited. So, Chris, you know, you've been on so many shows, toured everywhere. What's one thing you'd like the listeners to know about the Y Store?
We're about spreading the love, and that's what we've always been about from the very get-go, is to try to give people a place to come and forget about all their troubles for a couple hours and just let it go and enjoy, you know, maybe just forget about things, troubles or anything, and then hopefully if the music can touch you enough that you want to dance and have some fun and, you know, and enjoy that or just listen. And that's such a blessing to be able to do this for a living and, you know, just spread the love, hopefully. Yes.
And the love does come through. You know, what could be in your audience and to see fans that have been following you for 20 so years.
Yeah, we just...
And
we
still following
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And families.
Yes.
Like, it's not just... It's no, just no, like, yeah, you know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, now we have generations.
I know. It's just like, that's just really neat to
it
be
It is so...
To be
it's such a
of.
Blessing. It's so cool.
And I love, too, your big heart for, you know, just our musical community and how it outreaches.
Oh,
brings
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
back together.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, this is actually in the Indianapolis area, the, you know, all these communities around here, Greenfield, everything, Hancock County, it's just, we have a lot of great friends and bands and we all support each other and, you know, spread the love. It's really cool.
And you do too. You've got a show coming up. You're going to be where tonight?
Opry Jacks, and it's kind of in the Carmel. I think it's like Keystone. Well, it's Carmel, Keystone area, but it's an acoustic show, and it's gonna be Troy and I from the band, and just doing our little acoustic thing, and, you know, and just it's gonna be fun. It's always a blast to play there. It's a really cool little room. It's got a good vibe, so it's fun.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing too.
Oh yeah, Troy Seeley is an awesome guitar
player.
My whole band, I'm blessed. Dan Hunt and Jerry Rieskamp, my drummer and bass player. I'm just so lucky to have the cats that I have in this band and their support and their belief in me and my songs and for them to deal with me. And you know, it is such a wonderful thing.
Well, your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So, and then also too, I got to mention them because I love them. You're going to be at the Slippery Noodle on the 12th coming up, right?
Yes, we are. Is that the 31st of August?
I've got down the 12th and the 31st.
Well, okay, the 12th is an acoustic show
with
Troy and I. And then the 31st is a full band rock show.
Right.
So that's, yeah.
Well, I like it all. So I just, you know.
Yeah,
just,
no, thank you. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, and Hal and Kara are amazing.
They are
amazing.
I love them.
Yes,
I
they support, you know, they helped us make a CD 2 years ago, and it's selling and it keeps selling, and it's just such a blessing. And,
yeah, they're amazing people.
Prayers go out to both of them. Yes,
I know. Yeah. I love them both. So, yes, and just I got to make it a point every so often.
Amen.
I call up Hal and Carol. I'm like, what's up? What are you doing? So, wonderful. All right. Yeah. Well, we would spoke, you just told me about a gentleman named Joseph Arthur.
Yes, yes.
Tell our listeners about that.
He's kind of like my guru right now. He's a fellow musician that's an amazing artist, and he's got a great podcast. It's what I say it was, Where
It is called.
Come Where I'm
come
Let You
to,
Say.
Come let you to say Where
it.
I'm From.
Yeah, Come to Where I'm From. And he has a great podcast, and we crossed paths a couple times, not so much, but I just, you know, we ran each other back in the day when we were running, and, you know, we were doing the rock and roll thing, and he got signed by Peter Gabriel. And I've always been a fan. He was in a band, I think he still is, that's Donnie Harrison and Ben Harper and him.
Okay.
They made a couple records, and I forget that. I just went blank on the band name, darn it. But it's that you can look that up on, you know, on the internet. And he had this great idea with all the trouble that's been going on in the mass shootings recently that, you know, we just need to, you know, and he has this mantra that he does every day as he's running. And he's in fantastic shape and just looks amazing. And he's just so talented. But he had this great idea that today at 5 o'clock, we're all, you know, let's just get together and try to do this little thing. And, you know, maybe we can make a change. You could either, and I was all bent out of shape about, what do I gotta do it this way or this way? And he's like, hey, there's no rules. You can think about it. Just absorb this. Just, you know, and feel it. And we're going to put this energy out to the earth and the world. And, you know, he even said it's kind of woo-woo, you know, kind of moment thing. But, you know, but I really believe in this stuff, you know. And I believe in him, and he's helped me immensely. And I'd like to do it if I could.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
That's beautiful.
So we'll be doing that at 5 o'clock. If you, you know, he, like I said, some of us are going to be, I don't know, I haven't decided if I'm going to actually, you know, air it or if I'm just going to be one of the people that hides. But I might, I probably will put it on Instagram. I just got to figure out how to do that. I'm so ancient when it comes to technology.
Oh, boy. I think you can figure it out, Chris.
I'm going to figure it out. I will.
So, well, wonderful. Will you perform a song for us, one of your originals?
I absolutely will. Can I play a new one first?
You sure can.
This is one of my favorites that we've been playing lately at shows, and we're going to record it in probably January or February. I keep saying that to the band, and it keeps being pushed back, but the winter's a good time to do, you know, go in the studio and hunker down, mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Got my heart in my hands, I'm holding on to your love. Got my heart in my hands, I'm holding on to your love. You don't cry in the wake of the wilderness, defy all the odds. You take heed in what you have learned from. You know it's not too far to get back home. Got my heart in my hand, I'm holding on to your love. Got my heart in my hand, holding on to your love. One believer, steadfast and true. One believer, it could be you. Once in a lifetime, you come around. Will it go up, baby? Will it go down? Heart in my hand, holding on to your love. Got my heart in my hands, yeah, I'm holding on to your love. You don't cry in the wake of the wilderness. You've defied all the odds. You take heed in what you've learned from. You know it's not too far to get back. Got my heart in my hand, I'm holding on to your love. Heart in my head, yeah. holding on to your love.
Beautiful.
All right.
What's the name? Do you have a name?
Heart in My Hands.
Heart in My Hands. I like it. And enjoyed the whistling, too.
Aw.
You whistle so well.
I got that from my grandfather.
Did you really?
He had so much melody, and he'd be sitting there whittling and relaxing. He was an ex-Army colonel and a full bird and just an amazing soul and, you know, my rock in my life. And he'd sit there and just be whittling and just whistling away.
it's hard to whistle like that.
My little baby girl, my 7-year-old, she just got it to where she could do it. I've been working with her. You know, she didn't give up. God bless. And she's so proud she can do it. Look, Daddy, both ways, in and out.
Like, she's awesome.
It's
I
so
love
cute.
Her. I like
I love
when you
Avery.
Bring her
love you, Avery. Love yes. your story.
She's awesome. So you know, and I was just sort of thinking when you were playing. What is going through your mind? Like when you're in the studio here playing a song in a setting like this, you know, what goes through your mind when you're performing?
The best that place that you can be in when you're really given it is you're just in a zone. It's like, you know, like, and I'm like, I've always played golf, so it's like the same thing with golf. As soon as you start thinking about things, it gets haywire. But that's just me. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are thoughts, like right there, I was kind of just thinking about, you know, where it came from. And it was, you know, and it was a relationship situation and, you know, are based on a couple of different ones and many things all put together. But if I start getting too much into that and not, you know, and you don't want to think about playing chords either. You just want to let it go. So really just trying to just really actually to answer your question is I just try to be as calm as possible, you know, and just let it go and get in that zone.
Feel it.
Yep, exactly.
Like the listener
completely
does,
feel it. Yes.
That's right. Any difference when you're on a big stage and 1,000 people out that way?
I just had a great compliment come from my drummer, Jerome, Jerry Rieskamp, that we played a show recently at this Arts Country Park, and there's maybe, you know, 200 or 300 people, but at first there was only like 10 in the first set, but they're all through the campground, so there's many, many, but some of them, you know, they weren't really coming to the front of the stage for a while. And Jerry was like, dude, I just got to give it up to you. You give it for 10 people, you give it to 20,000, and you don't change. And I was like, well, you know, don't tell anybody this. I guess I'm telling it on the air right now, but I do it for free. And I play for one person. Yeah. I play for this, you guys. You
right.
know, it's like, it's so.
And I appreciate that. I'm so thankful when you come in.
Thank you so
in.
Much, Penny Lane.
Yes. So every, you know, I remember the first time you said yes, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Chris Chambers coming in, you know, so, which, it was super cool. So, you know.
Right.
One more song, Chris.
You got it.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to play Surround Me, if that's okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah. You can find this on YouTube. We actually got to play it on Conan O'Brien. And that was an absolute treat. That was probably one of the highlights of my life so far. It was just, he was such a kind soul, and Andy Richter was even better. We actually got to go back and have a couple drinks with him, and it was but yeah, it was just a really cool, wonderful production. The way they put that show on, and even I'm still a super fan right now of Conan. And he, you know, we were on tour with John Mellencamp at the time, doing four nights at the theater at Madison Square Garden. Cool. So it was, it was dreamy. I mean, you know, that week I met Zakk Wylde when he was his Book of Shadows tour, and it was just so amazing. It was just, yeah.
You're living the dream and sharing it with others.
Right. God bless. Yes, yes. And so this is called Surround Me.
Let this go, my spiritual boundary. Take me to where I should be. Slip into this unwanted torture. There are so many things you can't see. Come sit and surround me, yeah. When I will set you free. Yeah. Come sit and surround me, yeah. And I'm gonna show you how to believe. Love the woes of man seem to shine so bright. temptresses, the weary glance by the morning calls to the night. The thoughts break this mighty journey, so simple are the figures that come before this path of worry. What should they do? Yeah, come sit and surround me. Yeah, we're such a free. Yeah, come sit and surround me. Yeah, and I'm gonna show you how to believe. Come sit and surround me. Yeah, I'm gonna set you free. Yeah, come sit and surround me. Yeah, and I'm gonna show you how to believe.
All right, surround me, Chris Schaefer from the Y Store. And
thank you so much for letting me do this.
Well, thank you for coming in. How can we follow you online?
You got us at Facebook at the Y Store. There's a Y Store group. There's the Y Store page, and there's Chris Schaefer. You can get us on Instagram at the Y Store, the-Y-Store. You can get us there, and then we have the internet. We actually have the website, which is theystore.com.
All right, all awesome stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, and Mr. Kyle Turpin from the Hancock County Public Library, thank you so much for putting this together, making it happen. Tell our listeners once more where to go to get tickets.
hcp.li/ystore, or you can call us at 317-462-5141.
All right, you guys are awesome. And
he's good at that.
Isn't he? Well, he's awesome. He's awesome. I think he's done this before, haven't you, Kyle?
A few times.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a few years.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right. He's got it down. I know.
So do you, beautiful. Yeah,
oh,
you do. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Penny Lane.
All right, thank you both for taking a trip with Penny Lane.